Psalm 27 is the psalm for today as we're reading through the Bible. I'm going to share from three verses, 1, 4, and I guess 4, 5 and 6, they're together. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid, says the psalmist. This is a great psalm as the psalmist pours out his heart about what he thinks about what God has done in his life and the hope of what he's going to do in the future. What does it mean, he says, the Lord is my light? He says it means, in the Hebrew, he is the illumination of his life. He is the brightness and even the happiness. Is he that for you?
Yes.
God is light where there's darkness, right?
Right?
He illumines any situation. And you brighten up when you're in touch with him, even in dark places. Amen. He's my salvation, too. He's my liberty. He's my deliverance. He's my place of safety. He is the strength of my life. Strength means fortress. Do you run to him when you need strength? We need to, because he's like a strong fortress for us. He's my defense and he's my rock, the rock that I can run to and hold on to. He's strong and he ain't moving. Amen. One thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. Desire, what does it mean? It's not just an easy word. It's a hard word. It means to strive after. It's an action word. One thing have I desired. I'm gonna press him for this. I'm going to beg him for it. To seek after doesn't mean just look around and glance and say it wasn't there. No, it means to earnestly look, to uncover things, to look earnestly. And then what does it mean to dwell in the Lord? It means to be settled in him, to marry him, to abide, to continue in him. And that's what the psalmist is saying. He's saying, I want to remain. I want to continue eternally with the Lord. Then what is he going to do while he's doing that? He's going to behold the beauty of the Lord. Wow. Wow, do we need that? The beauty of the Lord is refreshing today for us.
Yes,
2013, you, August 2013, do we need something beautiful to look at?
Yes.
Amen. An agreeableness we see when we go to the Lord. When we're with him and in his presence, we feel delight. Delight. Wow, almost a foreign word today. There's all kinds of delight or false happiness in the things that the world offers us, but they're fading fast. But we need to delight in him.
Good.
Delighting in him, it's again eternal. And to look at his splendor and to enjoy his grace. Amen. It goes on in verse 5 and 6, and it says, for the time of trouble, he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me, and he shall set me up upon a rock. And now shall mine head be lifted up above my enemies about me. Therefore will I offer in his tabernacle sacrifices of joy. I will sing, yea, I will sing praises unto the Lord.
Amen.
That's what we're going to do this morning, because he's given us everything we need. All we need to do is press in and earnestly seek after him. Let's stand and let's say verses 5 and 6 together this morning as we go into worship, as we praise him. For in the time of trouble, he shall hide me in his pavilion, in the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me. He shall set me up upon a rock, and now shall mine head be lifted up above mine enemies round about me. Therefore will I offer in his tabernacle sacrifices of joy. I will sing, yea, I will sing praises unto the Lord.